He's here, he's only supposed to be.
That's right. You know what Frank said the other day? He said, business just ain't business. Frank said, we can't roll back the odometers anymore.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Really good book, that's for sure.
Medicare money. When do I get that? Okay, then be after. Then I need to
spend Frank's behind it.
Frank, we're going to take these and we're going to stick them behind theirs so that they can remember who they are.
Tell Jay.
Jay's going to get a blow up picture and just of me right here.
Did you tell Jay what that person told me yesterday?
I was told yesterday that we are now going to be the Frank and Paul.
The hell we are. Do what?
I said, the hell we are.
Frank's like, I taught you well, son, down there.
All righty, let's get started.
I guess that's it. I don't have a pen.
I'd like to welcome everybody out to the regularly noticed County Commissioners Court meeting for Upshur County for December 31, 2020, the last one of the year.
Yes.
Today we're going to go through two agendas, one posted on December 22, 2020 at 4 p.m. and one posted on December 28, 2020 at 9:40 a.m. Nevertheless, probably should not be a long meeting. First thing we'd like to do is have Mr. Gene Dolly lead us in a word of prayer. And then we're going to ask Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges. And before he does that, I'm going to declare a quorum present because all five of us are up here. Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. Let us first praise you and give you honor and praise for all the good things that you've done for us and for another day to live and serve you. Father, we ask you this morning to be with us in this courtroom. We ask you, dear God, to help us to work in unity and help us, dear Lord, to do things that will help the people of Upshur County. Help us to further, oh God, our lives with you and live for you in everything we do. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both. Ma'am, do we have anybody signed up to speak?
No.
All right. Either Mr. Nichols, give us the COVID count.
All right. So as of this morning, what we're showing on the state website is we have a total of 718 confirmed cases. They're given 1,028 as probables. And they're showing that we have 31 fatalities, and that is with 218 active cases as an estimate, with 1,497 recoveries.
Anybody have any questions? You agree we're probably in a COVID spike?
I would say so. You know, we've surpassed any numbers that we've had in the past so far. On any given week or time frame, this is the most we've had at any given time as well. So, and I know just from, you know, seeing it in the public and seeing folks talk about it, I mean, it is pretty much everywhere.
Just for the public's knowledge, I was COVID tested again yesterday, which was my fifth test, and it was negative. And I know I've been around people that's active COVID, and so let me try to get this right. Don't let people cough and sneeze on you. Try not to cough and sneeze on others. Wash your hands often, hot water. I think washing your face really helps. I had a doctor, I've been doing it you know, wash around your eyes. I even like, y'all are going to think I'm weird, these alcohol things. I do this sometimes. Maybe I'm wrong. And then they taught me to use those wipes on the steering wheel of your car and things. And so if you're still smart about it, maybe you can avoid it. It doesn't seem to be like, and I'm not taking away from anything because I know there's people here that's had COVID and it's been a struggle for them. My son's a big, strong man, and another attorney here is bigger than Paul Bunyan. Both of them had it about a month ago, and it knocked them completely down for about 2 weeks. And then some people get it, and it ranges all the way from that to people having it, not knowing they have it other than the test. So be smart and stay safe. Thank you. Okay, item two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, the following documents, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Certificate of Liability Insurance from Ballard East Texas Electrical Services, LLC. Appointment of Upshur County Auditor and order setting salaries of the Upshur County Auditor and Assistant Auditors. County Auditor Certification to District Judge regarding appointment of Assistant County Auditors. Certification and order for appointment of Assistant County Auditors. Interlocal agreement between the City of East Mountain, Texas and Upshur County, Texas for floodplain management and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion as to any of those?
I will abstain on accounts payable.
All right. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those, that motion passes 5-0 with a partial abstention. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Berker. Number three, discuss and take action to appoint one or more members to the Emergency Services District Board. It's that time of year again. I want to thank people that are willing to step up and serve on this board. We're all pulling together, but I don't want to single you out for praise more than others, but that's an important function. And the names I have to present to the court is Mark Nichols, Bubba DeBerry, Gary Smith, who's kindly agreed to help, and I think you would certainly be overly well qualified for something like this, and Mike Cusa.
That's correct.
Judge, the voters, of course, approved a second emergency services district in the November election. Is this the one overseeing the first one?
No, sir.
The second one or both?
This is just the original.
This is the original and the first one.
Okay, so the second, just for number one, then.
Yes. The second board won't form until April the 1st of 2021.
Okay.
But do you need to add anything, Mr. Nichols?
That was the main thing I was going to make sure they
understood. And then Mr. DeBerry will be stepping down at that time.
Two openings at that one time.
And Mr. Tackett.
Well, I won't have him on either one.
You or Mr. Bubba will be going to the second.
Okay, so we'll still have him, though, in the network.
Yes.
So in April, we will come back to the court for appointment of the new board for the new district, which would then create two vacancies in the existing ESD number one. At that point, we would present the court for the formation of ESD number two. At that time, the commissioners would then appoint that board as well.
But I just don't want anybody to give Bubba DeBerry the idea we're through with him.
No,
he's an invaluable resource. Yeah. Okay. Take a motion. On number three.
Motion to approve the names discussed. Do I need to say the names again? Okay, I'll state it again. Motion to approve Gary Smith, Bubba DeBerry, Mark Nichols, Mike Kuza to the Emergency Services District Board.
Gary Smith or Gary Smith?
Gary Smith.
Oh, okay.
This fella right here, hiding behind the...
The camera.
One, which is all we have right there.
Who has some experience with numbers and arithmetic. Motion and a second. We appoint Mark Nichols, Gaston, Bubba DeBerry, Gary Smith, and Mike Kuza to the Emergency Services District Board. Any further discussion?
Good. How long will those terms be for, and how many of these people are already on the board?
2 years.
Well, some will not be a two-year term because some will be stepping down for the ESD number two.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, discuss and take action to appoint a commissioner to replace Commissioner Paula Gentry on the ETCOG Board of Directors. ETCOG is East Texas Council of Governments. Okay.
That will have to be Dustin.
Yes.
Because for him to be on the executive committee, he has to be a board of directors member. And I was not aware of that. I just took it and I filled any spot that was open because nobody...
I talked to Miss Glenda Ford over at ETCOG, and she said the problem is that's fine having Mr. Nicholson on the executive board, but we have to also appoint him to the regular board. So that's going to be a no-brainer. And then it's going to leave me a board member short. And I'm not prepared today to appoint the second one unless y'all have somebody. Maybe we could think about it and get it done the next meeting. They told me it has to be a person that holds elective office in the county of Upshur. And, you know, I've got some great candidates, but they don't hold elective office. So, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But for today, we need to appoint Mr. Dustin Nicholson to the ETCOG Board of Directors. And I'll take a motion for that.
Motion to approve appointing Dustin Nicholson to the ETCOG Board of Directors.
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint Commissioner Dustin Nicholson to the East Texas Council of Government Board of Directors to represent Upshur County. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. That also, sir, will propel you onto the executive committee over there, too. And we lack one more. So y'all bring some names you might can think of for the next meeting. Anybody can call any of us if you have any ideas. It's not fatal. We don't have two, but we have three slots available, and we ought to use them. Number five, discuss and take action to employ drug and alcohol testing compliance services for Road and Bridge, federally regulated Department of Transportation drug and alcohol testing. Also, including but not limited to post-accident testing and pre-employment testing as needed.
You want to go or you want me to? All right, so this, me and Ms. Brandon have been working on this. This is something that was kind of been brought on. It's been a year-long little process because of a new federal mandate called Clearinghouse. And the company that's currently contracted with the county does not offer some of the services that we need to be compliance with some of the regulations that the federal government, the federal DOT is regulating now. Is that correct?
Yes. The one that we use in Tyler is not actually compliant.
Yes, ma'am. So this will actually, this company here will keep the county in compliance with all the regulations that are happening in 2021 and then keep us in compliance from 2021 further. And it actually is a little bit cheaper than the company that the county's already contracted with, and we get
different services with this company.
More comprehensive services.
Yes, sir. And they are local right here in Longview, and they will do house calls.
The pre-employees will be less expensive also if we choose to do them under their office.
Yeah.
Mr. Jordan, you happy with this?
Yes, I just want to know who it is.
Drug and alcohol testing compliance services of East Texas.
So right across the street from Peter Chevrolet on 259 in Longview.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Will that be where we're sending new employees also?
Yes, sir.
And it's on this side of Longview, easy to get to. I'll state, being a practicing lawyer, I've been using them over 30 years through the court system, and they've always done exactly what they've been asked promptly and correctly.
Yes.
I think they're pretty.
And they do our MBRs for us and pre-employment drug tests, and they'll keep us with the clearinghouse, which I think now we got all our county employees registered with that. And there's just a lot of federal mandates that's coming out that are just stacking on top of each other that they'll be able to help us transition, make sure we stay in compliance.
Okay.
If the court votes for it.
Make a motion.
That's my motion. I'll make a motion. We go in a contract with Drug and Alcohol Testing Compliance Services, DATCS, for Road and Bridge.
Second.
Motion and a second that we employ Drug and Alcohol Testing Compliance Services of East Texas to perform Road and Bridge federally regulated activities concerning drug and alcohol testings. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
No, they can do.
Okay, I just, the way you're saying that, I just want to make sure it's not just limiting.
Because they will offer, it is limited, so we need to restate that. Then.
We need to make it on the thing, because
it's on. Well, first, that motion, and second, as we did, it did pass 5-0. Now, does that need to be broader?
I think it does, because you do.
Employment for any employee for any department.
For pre-employment and for road and bridge. Okay.
We'll just make a motion. We employ.
We've got to put that on the next agenda then.
You're gonna have to pop that on the next agenda because you didn't bring.
Is it?
That's how I quoted it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just use this company as a drug testing company.
Oh, it's, yeah, included but not limited to post-accident testing and pre-employment testing.
But not limited to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
To me, that's what it means anyway. But I mean, do you want me to put that back on the agenda?
No, it's on here. It's on the bottom.
Okay.
So that I just need to restate it correctly.
Yeah. I would be happy with that. I mean, the law is that we have to give the public fair notice what we're going to talk about. And,
I've
got the district attorney here. I'm sure he would stop us if he thought we did that wrong.
I think you just need a reword.
I just need a reword.
Agenda's fine. Just reword the motion.
Okay.
Take another vote.
All right. I make a motion that we contract with Drug and Alcohol Testing Compliance Services for Road and Bridge, Federal Regulated Department of Transportation, Drug and Alcohol Testing, also included but not limited to post-accident testing and pre-employment testing as needed.
It's to all departments of Upshur County, right?
Yeah.
Rescind your previous motion.
And I rescind my previous motion and make this motion.
All right.
Second.
Motion and a second that we rescind the previous order we just voted on and enter the new order as stated by Mr. Nicholson, which would mean that Upshur County would employ drug and alcohol testing compliance services for all federally regulated drug and alcohol testing by any departments in the county. Now, to that motion, is there any further discussion? And there is a second. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Let me tell you what these people can do. You can smoke marijuana. They can pick that up in your urine. Depends on how much you smoke. You can do cocaine. You can go and get lit up on crack on Friday night, and you can probably urinate into a test the next Monday or Tuesday and it be clean if you don't use any of that. It doesn't stain your system. These folks can do hair follicle tests and fingernails that can tell you how much you've done the last 180 days or so. It may even be more than that now. And if they ever come up with an alcohol test that says, hey, Todd Tefteller and Billy Bird been drinking whiskey out here in the back 40, and they did it about, they did it last, but they did it, you know, the last time a couple of months ago, including to this, man, what a tool that would be to help us in family law, okay? Because, yeah, well, you can regulate, you know, drug abusers, but I don't know if the alcohol lobby's bought all the science on alcohol testing, but, you know, about all you can do is get somebody in front of an intoxilizer machine at the moment. But anyway, they really have a lot of tools, and then just so the public knows, if one of our drivers gets in a wreck with Road and Bridge, you have to go down and submit a drug screen and an alcohol screen, you know, very quickly. So anyway, enough of my mouthing, but I think y'all will be very happy with drug and alcohol testing because practically everybody uses them and they work fast and efficient. Number six, discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge materials. That is gas and diesel fuel, plant mixed asphalt, road oil, pug milling, and riprap rock. We need to do this and let it out for bids, and we need to have the bids be returned to us no later than January 28, 2020. We need to open the bids at the meeting on January 29, 2021, and award that bid to whoever is going to receive the award on February 16, 2021. Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir, and also if we can have it posted in the newspaper and put on the county website.
All right.
The bids will be available online for companies, that way we don't have to come in contact with individuals.
This is something we do how often?
Every year.
Every year?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Motion to approve to take action to seek bids for road and bridge for materials, gas and diesel, plant mix asphalt, road oil, plug milling, and riprap rock.
Second.
Motion and a second that we let out for bids for road and bridge materials, gas and diesel fuel, plant mixed asphalt, road oil, pug milling, and riprap rock, with those bids to be returned into the court no later than January 28, 2020. Any further discussion?
2021,
thank you. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All right, let's go over to the addendum to the agenda. Discuss and take action to approve the lease purchase agreement with Government Capital Corporation for the purchase of VerifyTouch election equipment. This is something we already voted to do at the last meeting, and this is quite a Rembrandt of a piece of work that they need the county to sign to complete the deal. And so Miss Connie Williams and I agree, thought it might not be a bad idea to, you know, if we're all going to hang together, we all should, you know, hang. What did Ben Franklin say, gentlemen? We must hang together. We're all going to hang separately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just need a motion and a second that tells me sign the contract with these people so Ms. Harrell can get the new equipment. Do you need to add anything?
And nothing changing. All the funding still the same.
Yes, sir, that's correct. We're going to use grant money for the initial down payment, and the finance part is what we're going to finance over a 7-year period.
Okay, so the numbers ain't changing.
This is something that they say they're probably going to make us do in the next year or two if we don't. And just so we're clear, we already allocate approximately, and you stop me if I'm wrong, $55,000 a year.
That's correct. We're already paying $55,000 a year basically for the equipment she has now.
This is going to be payments of $15,000 a year more, but we're going to have the money to do that from an account administered by Ms. Harrell, which won't increase our budget for voting equipment that we need. And she's also got the money rounded up out of grants to make the down payment.
Correct.
So you're going to be paying $70,000 a year for 7 years in addition to the down payment, is that right?
That's correct.
Is it 7 years or five?
No, sir, it's the payment, the annual payment over a 7 year period is $70,975. Currently, on the current equipment we have, we're paying $55,256, so the judge is right, the increase is about $15,700.
But these machines also can bring in more revenue for the county too.
And they're also comply with the new requirements, yeah. And they've been reviewed and approved by the Secretary of State.
So if y'all want me to sign on the dotted line, as Phil Robertson tells his sons-in-law, need a motion, a second, and a vote.
I make a motion to approve the lease purchase agreement with Government Capital Corporation for the purchase of Verify Touch election equipment. Second.
Motion and a second. You tell the judge to sign the contract for the voting machines. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
And for one last time, motion to adjourn.
He might not take it.
I think it would be in order that we mention that this is Frank Burke and Paula Gentry's last meeting with the court. And I have appreciated the help, the way they have worked with me in the newspaper business. And if it's in order, and I'm sure you'd have no problem with it, I think we should thank them for their 8 years of service to the county of St. Paul.
We gave them their awards at the last meeting, and I am going to miss you guys, and y'all have run the race well.
Right.
And you enjoy your retirement, Mr. Burke. That's what you're going to do if you're short. I don't know. Enjoy what you do next.
Jay's going to put a big picture of me right here just in case you want.
Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Motion is second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thanks for coming.
You guys saw my last name.